Thanks for downloading this IMSA Radio podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by visiting IMSAradio.com or search for IMSA Radio wherever they get their podcasts.
Live from Trackside, this is IMSA Radio.
Well, hello everybody, and a season that started off what seems to be a very, very long time ago for Porsche Carrera Cup North America presented by Cayman Islands has come down to the final race. We've got our two champions crowned, but that doesn't stop people fighting for the minor positions. And we've still got the third championship to sort out as well. Michelin Raceway, Road Atlanta, and Porsche Carrera Cup North America next live.
The Porsche Carrera Cup North America on IMSA Radio.
Well, hello everybody. Perfect conditions at the Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta circuit as we draw the final curtain on the 2021, the inaugural season of Porsche Carrera Cup North America. Hello, everybody. I'm John Hindorf. Jeremy Shaw will be joining me in the global broadcast booth in a moment. Just outside Braselton, Georgia, is a 2.5 mile roller coaster of a circuit. It is Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta. 12 corners, all offering something a little bit different. It's the fast turn into turn one, the technicalities of turn three, four, and five, turn six and seven leading on to that back straight, and then the heavy braking area at turn number 10. And that's an opportunity to take perhaps some positions. Sebastian Priot has been unofficially crowned the champion. He's unassailable if the points stay as they are and there's no penalties. And he did that with a couple of cracking races yesterday. Pole position in the first race for Seb Priot. At the back, Rene Robichaud had a very, very nasty looking spin, but everybody missed him. Great battle up the field. There was a bit of contact that puts Grady Willingham off into the tyres. In the Pro-Am category, Efren Castro hitting the number 99 of Alan Metney. He was off the track. And then a very odd incident coming under the Fox Factory Bridge. McAllister, Lee Keane, Leon Kohler all getting together. Lee going off, going off at the first corner. That brought out the safety car and we finished under yellow with Sebastian winning the race. He had one hand on the championship trophy at that point. In race two, another great start from Prior. Had to defend to the inside going up to turn number one. Three wide with Sean McAllister muscling his way through at the top of the hill. Very aggressive manoeuvre down through the S's. Then a little mistake. One of the very few we've seen by Sebastian Prior as he came into contact with the number 21 car at turn five. Then it was a great pass by Castro. And another spin from Alan Metney, or a half spin at least. And then he did spin at turn seven and hit the tyre wall quite hard. Dropped back down the field. At the front of the field, that battle went on. Lee Keane, Kai van Berlo knew that he had to try and get to the lead to keep the championship alive. He went through going into turn one and just about held on to the checkered flag, but it wasn't going to be enough with Priot coming in second. That was the championship. Right at the end of the race, a cracking run to the line for Dimitri Dimarcos, who took 991 Pro-Am category in his first weekend in the championship. And it was Efren Castro who took the win in 992 Pro Am, which is the only championship that is still to be decided. Jeremy Shaw is alongside me, John Hindorf in the booth. Congratulations to the two champions, Jeremy, that we have already decided.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a tremendous season of racing for the Porsche Carrera Cup North America presented by the Cayman Islands. We've had some fantastic competition and more great racing yesterday as well. I'm expecting one more similarly to finish off this season.
So let's take a look at how they line up for the final 45 minutes of the 2021 season.
So we're going to have time to go through the entire grid here, but let's just run down the top contenders. In the Pro-Am 991 category, third place on the grid is Kurt Hunt in car number 24. At least he should have been, but he's got a fluid leak on the grid. Apparently that car is still on the pit lane at the moment. Second in the category for this race lining up will be car number 55. That's Matt Holcomb, who yesterday tied up the championship in the PA 991 category. On the pole position, however, in that class, 15th overall on the grid after a brilliant debut yesterday with two races, is Dimitri DeMarcos in kind of a 96 for Goldcrest Motorsports. He starts in the 15th position, moving forward for there on row 7. Efren Castro, three wins in a row he's had now in the Pro-Am class in number 65. Alongside him is Ryan Gates. Row 6, Alan Metney, the Pro-Am points leader in number 99, alongside Lee Keane. Dylan Murray in 38 and Sebastian Carrazo in car number 27 will share row 5. Row 4 is Max Root in car number 7 and TJ Fisher, car number 58. Row 3, Sean McAllister, number 2, and Leon Kohler from Germany, car number 14. And Kai Van Berlo will start 4th in car number 3 alongside Riley Dickinson in number 53. The front row of the grid, Parker Thompson in car number 9. And on the pole position again is our champion-elect Sebastian Priaulx, car number 15 for Kelly Moss Road and Race.
So the cars are lined up for the final time. A beautiful 2x2 formation as they come to the last green flag of the season, which has been waved with some gusto by the departing head of Porsche Motorsport North America, Dr. Daniel Ambruster, who started his career over here in 2017, 2018, waving the green flag at Road America for the Porsche Cup race there. Thank you, Dr. Ambruster. It's been a brilliant tenure for you and for the series, and one of his greatest achievements, bringing Carrera Cup to North America. Already a bit of argy-bargy going through the S's with Sebastian Carrazo going over the grass, and also right in there, the MRS GT, Leon Kohler, the fifth place starting car, was on the grass as well. Somehow, although there was I'm afraid we may have lost it. An advertising hoarding. I don't think there was any coming together. When, of course, I say that, and further back down the field, it looks like the number 92 Kelly Moss Road and Race car has been involved in an incident at turn two. There was another two cars right at the back of the field. Joseph Lombardo involved in that, but no problem at the front of the field for Sebastian Priaulx, who has once again, Jeremy, nailed the start and has already got in Porsche Carrera Cup North America terms what we might call a bit of breathing space, and off at the exit of the
wow.
Now this is big news, because this is Alan Metney, and this is the number 99 iFly car, already showing the signs of battle scars from yesterday. Had a couple of spins in the races yesterday, and he was almost a shoo-in for the Pro-Am 992 championship, almost, Jeremy, being the operative word, and he's in the gravel on the exit of turn 10A.
That's right, two mistakes yesterday, another off today. He's stuck in the gravel, and this has massive championship implications, because Efren Castro, with two wins yesterday, in addition to a win also last time out at VAR, comes into this final race just 14 points behind. You get 25 for a win yesterday with the DNF. Metney only got 8. That's a 17-point differential. And unless he can get that car going again, if Castro can stay where he is right now in the lead of that class, the championship will go to the man from the Dominican Republic.
Extraordinary turn of events. There was a little nudge, I think, on Leon Kohler coming down through the S's for the first time. Masterfully held onto it despite doing a bit of grass tracking. see above comment as well for a couple of other cars. Now, what happened to Alan Metney? He was side by side with Castro, the two championship contenders again, coming through turn 10. Alan lit up the rear Michelins yesterday and had a wee spin there, and then subsequently hit the wall on the exit of turn 7, which really cost him very dearly indeed. He's been leading this championship since the first round, Jeremy, and now he's in real danger. He's gone a lap down, so he is going to drop to the back of the 992 Pro-Am field. That will give him points potentially for ninth position, but that's all unless people start to drop out. This is absolutely amazing in the final race of the season.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. Yeah, who would have thought it? I mean, Alan Metney was dominant at the first part of the city, won the first four races, he won seven of the first eight. But now, unless he can get that car back on track again, he's almost certainly going to lose out on the championship on this final day. If it stays right now, he will lead to 314 points. Castro will still need to win the class today. Second place will not be good enough, but Metney there just pleading for the AMR safety team to come along and pull him out of the gravel. But I'd like to have another look at that little, if there was contact between those two cars there. Boy, that was an eventful first lap. I'll tell you what's interesting about this race, John, also, there's enough going on. Who starts on fresh tyres and brand new Michelin tyres, and who started on scrubbed tyres from yesterday's race? The teams and drivers have three sets each to use for qualifying and the three races. When they use those tyres is entirely up to them. Looking at the front two rows of the grid, Seb Priot on the pole, he started on new tyres. Kai van Berlo, fourth on the grid, he started on new tyres. Parker Thompson and Riley Dickinson, who started second and third, started on scrubs. They used those tyres yesterday in order to get a good grid position for today's race. The grid positions were set either by the third fastest lap in qualifying or the fastest lap in the final race yesterday. Let's have another look there. I didn't see any contact between Castro.
And if there was, Jeremy, it was Metney coming down the inside. I think clipping the inside curb of turn number 10, the first part of turn 10, I think that unsettled the car. He was trying his best. None of these guys are dirty drivers. He was trying his best not to drift into Castro, and I think he just tried to pinch that left-handed part, the exit there, and it started to go. I thought at one point he might have grabbed it back. He's now two laps down on the field, and really his championship now is going to depend on the cars and drivers behind Efren Castro, and that is going to be, I don't know, Kurt Swearingen, maybe he can push up the field a little bit. Steve Dunn at the moment is second in that category in the number 16 car, and he's got Dimitri Dimakos between him and the leader. Dimitri could well go by Efren Castro, and Efren would be well set to let him go because Dimitri is so quick. But this is championship. This is championship. Down the inside, he was right over the curb, and the left rear Michelin tyre, in fact, over the far side of the curb and on the dirt. And I'm pretty sure, Jeremy, that's what initiated that quite lazy looking spin and very unlucky just to catch the edge of the gravel trap.
Fabulous camera work there from two different angles. We saw a great perspective of that incident between those two cars, and absolutely nothing wrong for Efren Castro there. It was Alan Metney there who got just a little bit desperate on that first lap. Castro had the edge on him going into the corner. Metney stuck it down the inside. He had to run over the curb on the inside to avoid making contact with Castro, and as a result of that, it just sent the car into a bit of a loop. It's, as you said earlier on, it's still cool this morning. The temperatures are a lot cooler than yesterday. And those Michelin tyres were still not yet have been up to full operating temperature. Also, just talking about who was on new and who was on old tyres, in the Pro-Am class, Alan Metney, I believe, was on scrubbed tyres from yesterday, whereas Efren Castro was on new tyres. And going back to the start of the race, at the front, Parker Thompson on scrubbed tyres actually got a better getaway and led into turn one. But then on the new tyres, by the time they got up to the top of the hill in turn two, those tyres for Seb Priot had a lot more heat in them. They were able to take the make full advantage of that extra edge of those brand new tyres. He stuck it down the inside into turn two and then was gone. And Parker Thompson lost a bit of momentum there, has now slipped back into third place. So that use of tyres, absolutely critical in the early stages of this race. Here's a replay of Sebastian Prieur there. He's got alongside Parker Thompson going into turn three, and he's able to get that pass, and Parker Thompson has a big slide, and Kai van Berlo, also on new tyres, goes past the Canadian into second place.
Van Berlo and Prieur working out the same Calimos Roden race awning. Parker Thompson for JDX Racing. Joe Lombardo's car was the car causing the most worry there, because that has broken suspension at the front. Couple of incidents yesterday involving the same two drivers in this battle for Pro-Am 992. And at the same spot, side by side, Metney getting on the gas a bit early. We're pretty certain there was not any side by side contact there. That was the first race yesterday. Second race, Castro coming round the outside at turn 10. And then a big Larry slide, but at least Alan Metney held onto it. And today, the same part of the circuit in slightly more traffic, but down the inside for Metney again on that curb and just running his left rear Michelin into the dirt. He has got going again, but he's dropped two laps, and that is going to put him into ninth position. And points for ninth position, Jeremy, even with my rudimentary arithmetical skills, that means that if Castro can win this race, he will win the championship.
You're right. But he does have to win the race. If he does so, that'll be 25 points, which will move him up to 318. And Alan Metney, he would have, if he finishes in that ninth position, that's only worth 7 points. That'd be 314 total for him.
Tight.
So he's got a lot of ground to make up. But as I say, Castro has to win the race, because second place would not be enough by a margin of just one point.
That incident has been looked at by race control. No action to be taken. And well done to Mark Smith and our replay team for putting that package together, all over that yesterday, and to our camera operators. They are all race fans. They know where they should be looking, and we got some great looks at that incident. And from those incidents, from all kinds of different angles over the last 2 days, and that could be the championship decider for Pro-Am in 992. 10 minutes gone, 35 to go, back to green flag here at Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta for the final race of the 2021 Porsche Carrera Cup North America. Thompson immediately on the defensive. Riley Dickinson, remember, he put a brand new set of Michelins on partway through the race yesterday to improve his starting position. They've still got clearly a lot of life in them. Drove around the outside at turn one there and makes up a position. Dickinson now on the box, third position. And this is exactly, Jeremy Shaw, what the tactics were yesterday from Team Hardpoint to get Riley up the grid to give him a chance of fighting at the front of the field. So far, it's paying off. He's up to third.
Indeed so. And once again, Seb Prieur there making hay at the front of the field. And he's got a couple of car lengths leads over Kai van Berlo. But Riley Dickinson, again, the man on the move. In both of yesterday's races, he set the fastest race lap in race two yesterday. That was good enough to put him on the inside of the second row in this race. Of course, he doesn't have fresh tyres like the other two contenders ahead of him from Calimos Roden race two. But that car for Riley Dickinson now for Team Hardpoint in third place is still going to fight his hardest. Whoa, there's...
Oh, that's Scott McAllister. Scott McAllister into the dirt on the outside of turn 10. It has been the action area of note, hasn't it, over the three races this weekend to wind up the season. Reason we have three races, we're having a bit of a make-up from a round that was lost in Canada. Had three races at Indianapolis. Oh, now, I don't think that was Lee Keane pushing there in the number 12, the red car. Get a better look from behind. Was there a touch? There was a touch. A couple of touches, in fact. Again, fabulous camera work from our operators out in the weather. and he's not getting that Shell top up cut from out of there. The Michelin tyres give great grip on the tarmac, not so much in the gravel. Don't have the big knobbly bits on them to pull them out of there. No good for June Racing. Full course yellow is out again. Yellows braiding. Yellows. Not sure that this helps anybody, really. Priord only broken away by 3/4 of a second, but Van Berlo will get another chance at a restart. Riley Dickinson won't be disappointed, I would think, Jeremy, here. He's a very quick starter. Oh, wow. McAllister is already out of the gravel trap, so he did get out. I don't even think we got the EMR safety crew to him there. So careful and judicious use and application of the right pedal and the torque of the 4-litre flat six engine. And Sean McAllister is out. Ah, yeah, or just floor it and see if you can get a bit of grip. Well, you know, whatever works, quite frankly. That car moving again is the main thing. So we should be able to go back to green fairly quickly. Sean hustling round to the back of the queue. He's just ahead of the safety car. Did not lose a lap in that, McAllister. Just seeing that everybody is packing up behind the red Porsche safety car. Priord then will have to do another restart. Van Berlo right on the tailpipes of the young Guernseyman. Such a big year for Priord, for Van Berlo. Parker Thompson as well. Nailing his career colours, Thompson, the Canadian, to GT cars now. For a long time, Jeremy was into Formula Racing, had a bit of a dabble with GTs, and that freely admits himself he should have thrown himself into it more comprehensively, but he has done that this year, and my goodness, hasn't it paid off for the young Canadian?
Yeah, very impressive. He has been all season long. I think probably that decision to use those that extra set of tyres earlier in the weekend isn't working out in his favour now, but you know, he's still in contention. He's in the fourth position still, and you know he's gonna charge hard, that's for sure. He's got TJ Fisher behind him, Max Root behind him, then Dylan Murray, who was in the thick of that little battle there when Sean McAllister ended up in the gravel, wasn't he? But behind them are Lee Keane, Ryan Gates, and then Efren Castro, the Pro-Am leader, looking to maintain that position. He's, as you said, ahead of Dimitri DeMarcos, who still leads 9-9-1. Steve Dunn, an excellent run once again from the Colorado guy into second place. He is another driver who used fresh tyres in yesterday's race to ensure himself a good grid position. Finished second yesterday, running second in the class today, just ahead of Matt Holcomb, who's second in the 991 class.
Going to throw this to you to work out, Jeremy. How many 992 Pro-Am cars have to drop out for Metney to get the championship lead back? I'll let you work that out as we come back to green. Just
three.
Under three, right, okay, that was very quick. Just under half an hour to go. Why did I doubt you, Mr. Shaw? Just under half an hour to go in the 2021 season. Priord gets another good restart. Riley Dickinson got a really good run out of turn 12, but couldn't turn it into an overtaking manoeuvre on the white and green car in second. And Kai Van Berlo then has to try and find a way around his Kelly Moss Road and Race teammate. Down through the S's. Big crowd here for Motul Petit Le Mans weekend. It's Fast Friday, and it is the denouement of this inaugural 2021 Porsche Carrera Cup North America season presented by Visit Cayman Islands. It's a season that has been categorised by new young drivers in a full pro class in this Porsche Championship in North America for the first time under IMSA's auspices. And my goodness, it's paid dividends. I'll put my hand up now and admit to the fact I wasn't sure that it would work going to full pro. We had a lovely mix of drivers, career drivers and some gentleman drivers racing for the last decade or so, but they have come in their droves, and they have come from around the world to race here in North America in Carrera Cup. It's been an unadulterated success in 2021, and with 33-0 new cars allocated to the US for next year, we'll wave a tearful goodbye to the 991 class, which will be retired at the end of the next 27 and a half minutes. What a faithful servant that car has been, both in Gen 1 and Gen 2. But it will be all 992 Cup next year, and we're counting the days already to getting these cars back on track. And who, having seen what we've had this year, I just wonder, Jeremy, what the class of 22 will be like. Oh, off on the side of the road. Is that Matt Holcombe? Oh, there's a bunch of cars off, including Bill Smith's in there as well in the bright orange car. I think that was Matt Holcombe.
Yeah.
And also,
Is it John Goetz?
Yes, it is, Jeremy. Good spot. It's at turn one. There's been a schmozzle. The very definition of it. Holcombe trying to get up the damp grass, but I think he's fighting gravity there. 57 is John Goetz in the purple, blue and silver car. The bright orange is Bill Smith in the 42. And the mystery machine car is Matt Holcombe, provisionally our champion in the 991 category. And that is some bent machinery, Jeremy, at turn one. Another full course caution.
Yeah, right. What a shame there. Certainly, it has been for those conditions. They were battling over what, 12th place, I guess. Yeah, 13th place, perhaps. They were battling for, and they've all got together there and gone off the road. But thankfully, that's not going to. Matt Holcombe has already wrapped up the Pro-Am 991 class for this season. It's been a great year for Matt. He's got seven wins on the season, so it looks like he's not going to end the way he wants it. But
I agree with that. However, we've got to make the point, two of those cars are 991 Pro-Am cars, so Metney is back in the hunt. He only needs one more retirement if he gets to the end, and he's back in the championship hunt. So he's got to keep going, even though he's still a couple of laps down.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's not going to make up any positions himself, so he's absolutely relying on other contenders to go out of the race. And as you say, that's already happened with a couple of them. Just one more, and that would be to the favour of Alan Metney. He has won, eight times this season in the class. Efren Castro has won six times. So if they're tied on points, Alan Metney would get that tiebreaker.
Wow.
with one win more than Efren Castro.
Wow. I think back to the equivalent race a few years ago, Jeremy, where we were watching the classes in exactly the same way. One position here, one position there, gained or lost, could be absolutely crucial for the destination of that 992 Pro-Am Championship. Castro doing what he needs to do. He's in 10th at the moment. Has to win to have any chance. He cannot now affect anything else behind him. It's down to what happens with Alan Metney in the iFly Kelly Moss car. The next car that he would have to pass, if he can do this on the track, would be the Tom Bellamis Kelly Moss Road and Race number 59. But as I say, that's two laps up the road. So on pace, that is highly unlikely, unless Bellamis has a problem and has to come to pit lane or ends up in the gravel somewhere. Distance.
Yeah, Bellamis is in a 991 car.
Oh, yes, of course he is. My apologies.
In fact,
yeah.
So the next car in line. Yeah, I mean, Metney's not going to make up two laps. There's no way. His only hope is, I think, right now, this will be moving up two positions. That'll be what puts him in seventh place. 3, 4, 5, 6. That'll put him in seventh place, which is 9 points.
Oh.
Which is 316. Yeah, I'll have to figure that out. Yeah, to 318 if Castro can hold on to win the race.
It's René Robichaud who is in sixth position, as you say, Jeremy, 5 miles ahead of him, effectively, two laps. That is another Kelly Moss Road and Race car. I wouldn't expect any shenanigans from the team. It'll be let the guys race and let the chips land, or let the cards land as they will.
That's a good point, because René Robichaud certainly is, he runs, both of those two cars are run under the Kelly Moss banner. in actual fact. So, Robichaud is not in contention for the championship. And so if he were to pull out of this race, that would give Alamedni one more position. But even one more place isn't quite going to be enough. If Kestra Hanzon wins the race, that'll be 318 points. Metni will need, therefore, 11 points to draw level with him. And that is fifth place in the class.
Wow.
Excuse me, no, you're from... Yeah, you'd have to get 12 points because the scoring... points in the in each of the classes 25, 20, 17, 14, 12, 10, then 9, 8, and 7. So right now he would have 9 points. One more position would give him 10, and then he needs to finish fifth in the class to get 12 points, which is the next available thing. Also, incidentally, in the overall pro category, pole position is worth 5 championship points. That is not the case for Pro-Am. So Pro-Am, it's just race points. In the pro category, Sebastian Prieur, who started on the pole position today for the 12th time this season. One of those poles was determined by practice times after qualifying was cancelled, but he's got 11 times 5. That's 55 points from the pole position honours that he has gained during this season. That's a large part of his margin at the moment in the overall championship for Sebastian Prieur.
Fastest lap as well for Seb Prieur so far in his category. It's Efren Castro who has the fastest lap in 992 Pro-Am, and no surprise Dimitri DeMarcos in 991. He's been an absolute revelation, DeMarcos. Chicago native, works in real estate up in Illinois. And supposedly, Jeremy, you were telling me early part of the week, this is just supposed to be a bit of a hobby. Done some Porsche club racing before, including some Cayman racing. This very much a step up for him into the professional ranks. And my goodness me, what a good account of himself he's given over the first couple of races. We don't know if he's coming back next year, but if he isn't, there may be some really... stern talking to from Goldcrest. They seem to have found another real talent here.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, absolutely a stunning performance yesterday. I mean, he was not on anybody's radar screen, I don't think. I mean, I try and pay attention to what's going on in the categories in this country. Not so much, I must admit, in the PCA as I might do, but he was absolutely brilliant yesterday. I mean, he qualified in the top 12 overall in qualifying on... whatever day that was, 2 days ago, I guess that would have been Wednesday. Unfortunately, that time was taken away because the car was underweight after qualifying. But he showed that even with a full weight aboard yesterday in the two races, that's not a problem at all. Stormed through the field. And his fastest lap in yesterday's race was faster than the old pro lap record for the 991 cars that was set by Riley Dickinson, who we know how quick Riley is. 2 years ago. So absolutely remarkable performance by Dimitri DeMarcos.
It was not just his speed, but his consistency and his confidence with the car and where he placed it on the track, Jeremy. He clearly has racecraft and he's adapted to these cup cars, which we've said this many times down through the years. Not missing any of the action, by the way. We're still under full course yellow with the cleanup at turn one going on. These cup cars... difficult cars to drive. They are fairly analog. All right, yes, they've got paddle shift, but they have a particular driving style required. He won't have had to drive anything like it before when he was in his Cayman with the mid-engined. That's a very different driving style. So he's adapted to that. He's applied what racecraft he's learned in Porsche club racing, but the confidence against some of these really very experienced drivers to go round the outside on the brakes into turn 10 and convert at turn 10A a passing manoeuvre, to me, that was outstanding yesterday.
Well, it really was, and I mean, I sent him a text after qualifying and said, just you know, take it easy, Lewis. You clearly got the pace. Don't try and get greedy. And he didn't. I mean, he drove brilliantly yesterday. You know, even with the pressure of starting at the back, knowing he's got a fast car, he didn't get flustered by that. He just steadily worked his way forward. I think he made up something like 10 places on the first lap, including a bunch of 992 Pro-Am cars, by the way. And then you know, went on from there to set some stunning lap times and you know, just a remarkable performance. It's rare that somebody comes onto the professional scene for the first time and gives a performance like that, but this young man certainly has done so. And I think he might be perhaps re-evaluating his career options, as you suggested, for the 2022 season. Now, certainly when I spoke to him yesterday, he was not planning on racing next year. But hey, who knows?
Hello, is that Porsche Motorsport North America? One of these 30 cars for next year. I couldn't possibly put my name down, could I? Yes, DeMarcus. DeMarcus is the name. There might be the odd phone call going on. Well, we wish him all the best in whatever he decides to do. He's been a brilliant addition this weekend. Watch out for that name, Dimitri DeMarcus, the driver we're talking about, who is leading the Pro-Am 991 category in 11th position at the moment for Gold Crest. In second position, the number 68 in that class is Chris Palomo. He's had a good run as well. Lights are out. Jeremy, quick note on one or two of the other runners.
Yeah, Kurt Hunter has been one of the contenders in the 991 class. Unfortunately, he had a fluid leak on the grid, unable to fix that, so that car is out of the race. And that's a shame. Kurt recovering from a broken hand, so that Mr. Sheen, there's a dog face on the front of that car, and it's his Great Dane Zane, who is here this weekend watching. There's a great photo I saw of Zane with the car on the grid, but he's not going to be taken by this race. Green flag again with 15 minutes only remaining, John.
Last third of the race, and the green flag is in the air. Prior has to survive the restart with Van Berlo and Dickinson right there. Dickinson probably got the slightly better restart, but it hasn't translated into an opportunity for passing as they go over the top of the race. Parker Thompson in the red and white car in fourth position. Then behind him, it's TJ Fisher for Top Motorsport. Then the more speed, Maxwell Root car, BGB for Dylan Murray. Lee Keane, the first of the two plain red 311 RS Motorsport cars. Dickinson right over the curbs at turn number five in that Porsche factory coloured car, the red, white and black shield motif on that machine, as he heads into turn six, closes up on Van Berlo ahead of him through turn seven. Now let's see who gets the draft. It's been another copybook restart by Sebastian Priaulx, and he's again got himself to a couple of cars' lengths, which doesn't sound much and isn't much, Jeremy, but in the big scheme of things, it means he doesn't have to drive defensively down into turn 10 where he is now. He gets to take the full optimum racing line.
He does, and he got shuffled back into second place in yesterday's race, but another exemplary performance today, and he's certainly going to be a very, very deserving champion. There's the car number 21 of Grady Willingham there, defending, coming through the chicane. But up front, once again, it's these three contenders. They've been the fastest cars this weekend, and pulling away a little bit from Parker Thompson in fourth, and Riley Dickinson. That was really just their second, well, I guess their third lap of green flag racing in this race. And we're inside the final, 14 minutes now to go in the race. But we're going to see whether Riley Dickinson can make it three fastest laps in a row. He did set yesterday the race lap record in these cars, having already held the 991 record coming into this weekend. Let's see, though, if he can improve on that third place for Team Hardpoint.
Hardpoint in third, Kelly Moss Road and Race in second and first position. Can Sebastian Priaulx crown the championship season with a win here at Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta? Another fastest lap last time around in the 991 category for Dimitri DeMarcus, down to a 1:24.385. That is a smidgen slower than the Pro-Am fastest lap that Efren Castro, who is the car ahead of him, set a little bit earlier on. And that's about 2.5 seconds away from what Sebastian Priol set earlier on lap number six, and 1:21.9, the fastest lap of this race overall. DeMarcos then in that strikingly coloured car. Couple of viewers yesterday pointing out how much it looked like the London 2012 Olympic Union flag representation. Not sure where he's got the livery from, but it's very, very striking indeed, with the colours of light blue and purple, or mauve, I suppose it could be on there. We'll remember that, and we'll remember his name. What an outing for him this weekend at Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta. And when he watches this back, he'll have a lot to enjoy. I hope he managed to get an onboard camera in that car as well, because some of his overtakes, they'll be on his showreel for sure. Playing those over the dark winter months, that'll keep him excited, won't it?
I think it will. It's still Efrén Castro who leads in the Pro-Am classes. We see that Max Root trying to make a move on TJ Fisher down turn 10 and 10. They're not able to make that stick, but that battle for fifth position is certainly ongoing. Just a little bit farther back, Efrén Castro running in the top 10, just ahead of Dimitri DeMarcos, but Steve Dunn is hanging right with those two. And in fact, it was Steve Dunn who was set the fastest lap in the 992 Pro-Am class on the previous lap. Now Efrén Castro resets that mark, a 23.215 for Efrén Castro in 10th position.
And DeMarcos has gone quicker again, 23.202. So again, he's faster than the whole Pro-Am 992 field. All right, by 1/1000th of a second. But nevertheless, that shows the pace of that young driver, or relatively inexperienced driver. In the meantime, of course, the iFly Silver, the GT Silver car, trying to work his way back through traffic, desperately trying to make up positions, possibly to put some pressure on. Seventh position will not be enough for Alan Metney to hold on to the championship in 992 Pro-Am if Efrén Castro continues to lead and translates that into a victory. Down the back straight, side-by-side action as the number 58, that is the Top Racing TJ Fisher car, going through on the number 7. That was a battle with Maxwell Root.
Holding on to the position, in fact.
Excuse me, yes, Jeremy. Yes. Maxwell Root was putting the pressure on, wasn't he, in that light blue car. Another great young driver in Maxwell Root. TJ Fisher as well. You know, in any other year, any of these drivers might have had a crack at the championship, Jeremy. It's just we've seen such exceptional talent and consistency at the front of the field between Thompson and also Kai van Berlo, and particularly Sebastian Priol. That little contact yesterday whilst lapping Grady Willingham from Sebastian Priol is one of the few times I think he's made an error of judgment this year.
Yeah, there have been very, very few, haven't there? What a season it has been, really, for all of these contenders up at the front here. So, I mean, Seb Priol has been the master of qualifying. Oh. Kai van Berlo has won more races than Seb Priol, but he hasn't had the same sort of consistency that the Guernseyman has had. Furthermore, Kai had that huge crash at VIR last time out, which necessitated the building up of a brand new car by the Kelly Moss Road and Race team to be ready for Kai van Berlo to compete in this final race of the weekend.
Jeremy, you've just noticed something significant in 10th position. DeMarcos has gone through into 10th. It doesn't give him any more points in the Pro-Am. It doesn't take any points away from Efrén Castro. But what it does do is mean that Steve Dunn, who has been very quick since the restart there, the MRS GT Racing number 16 car, is now only a second and a half away from the lead and potentially from robbing Castro of the championship. So now we've got something to keep our eyes on in 10th and 11th place, first and second in that championship for Pro-Am in 992, almost together as Steve Dunn is closing in.
Yeah, great. There's some super battling going on here all the way through the field. Dimitri DeMarcos, there he is again. He's running in the 10th position overall in this race. It's a remarkable performance. But Efrid Castro there, that's fine for Efrid Castro. He's got about a second and a half in hand over Steve Dunn, who's also done a very, very impressive job this weekend. Just his second weekend in this kind of car. I mean, he's done some occasional races in a Lamborghini, but really hasn't done much racing for the last few years. Joined this MRI GT racing team, did Steve Dunn for the last round, and now the Colorado man is hanging in there in second position in the class and 12th overall. But Efrid Castro is where he needs to be at the moment, and the good news for him is got a little bit of breathing space in front of him. He doesn't need to pressure Dimitri DeMarcos, and he has a bit of, more importantly, a little bit of breathing space behind him to Steve Dunn.
A little bit of debris on track on the back straight at the kink at turn 9. The gap at the front is near as makes no difference. 1 second between Sebastian Priaulx and his Kelly Moss Marauden Race teammate Kai von Berlo, the Dutchman who has made such an impression this year, learning the tracks, learning this version of the Cup car, as everybody has done. The teams, talking to the teams, change of tyre supplier of this year, of course, going over to Michelin as part of the move to Carrera Cup, does mean that whichever one of the juniors is selected to go to the shootout in Europe for the Porsche Young Driver selection panel will be effectively on the same tyres they've been on all year, the same as everybody else from the other Carrera Cups around the world. Only five Carrera Cup or Super Cups have used the 992 this year. Here in Carrera Cup North America, presented by Visit Cayman Islands, the Benelux Championship, Germany, the Deutschland Championship, and Porsche Carrera Cup Asia, as well, of course, as the Super Cup. So, again, real opportunity here. And off and retiring, one of the 991 cars. That's the Irish Mike's number at 96 machine. I think that's gone off at down through the S's. And now, is that car far enough away for the Conor Flynn 95 car, excuse me, the Jacksonville, Florida driver in the 95? Been seeing 96 so many times with DeMarcus there. At the moment, I think it's probably far enough out of the way, particularly if he can get it into that cutout behind him, if he can find a reverse gear. Not sure. 5 minutes to go. That 95 car covered at the moment by a local yellow. Priya won't mind if the yellows come out now. His lead is still just on a second from Van Berlo. Interesting decision from both of these leading drivers, Jeremy. There are Carrera Cups in Europe, and certainly Kai Van Berlo could have been in the Benelux Championship in that area of Europe from which he hails. The UK Carrera Cup would be closest to home for Seb Priaulx, although they're still using the previous version of the car. They'll get the 992 for next season, but both deciding to come and ply their trade. I understand it for Seb because he's been racing here already, but very interesting that the decision for his career development by Van Berlo was to come here and race as well. Clearly wants to learn these tracks and get on the radar of some of the IMSA, either Mission Pilot Challenge teams or indeed the WeatherTech Racing teams.
That's exactly right, John. And Kai Van Berlo, I mean, he's taking in the American scene altogether. I mean, he's studying business administration at Miami University in Florida. So he's fully immersed in the US scene now, and he certainly has made his mark this year. Just a tremendous performance he has put together with 7 wins on the season, including one yesterday that was really hard earned. It looks like he might well finish second today and in the championship, but what a future this young man, just 20 years of age, originally from Vegel in the Netherlands, has in front of him.
Jeremy, you keep an eye on young talent on the North American continent for Team USA scholarship. Normally, and in the past, that would be exclusively looking at the single-seater championships. Come back to that in a minute. We've got a Schmozzel at turn six, and two cars have gone around. It's Robichaud. Oh, my goodness me. It is the 84 car. That is another Pro-Am car. Now, how much time is that going to lose? Not two laps, but it's very important that that car keeps running for Robichaud. René Robichaud is the Kelly Moss Road and Race car. There was another car involved there. It was the number 21, one of the 991s. They tried to go too wide. And Grady Willingham involved there as well. Too wide through turn six isn't going to happen. There's damage now to that 992 car. The door mirror at least has been flipped up. Maybe something else along the side. No, it is just the door mirror. Not as bad as I thought it was. But that drops that car back. But that car, if that car does not finish, it gives a glimmer of hope to Alan Metney with at the front of the field, Efren Castro. Well, Efren Castro's put in a couple of really good laps and he's taken back the fastest lap in the class and he's now 5.7 seconds ahead as through comes the leader overall, Seb Priot, heading towards the championship. This lap and one more for the Guernseyman. I was just to finish that thought, Jeremy, while we can. You look a lot for the young talent coming through. A lot more young talent now choosing to move much earlier in their career to GT and endurance racing because presumably the opportunities for a professional career are greater in this form of racing.
No question about it. Yeah, absolutely right. And certainly that's the case for Sebastian Priot. I mean, his father made his name initially in open wheel cars before moving across to touring cars and sports cars in general. But there's a lot of opportunities here now. And Seb Priot, just to hammer home his mark here, he's just reset the fastest lap of the race. A 1 minute 21.701. That is not quite as quick as the fastest lap from yesterday, but he's certainly making. He's now extended that lead over his teammate Kai van Berlo to over a second. That's the first time we can say that during this race.
Just to
the white flag this time.
It will be the white flag. 2.5 miles to go, and 2.5 miles as effectively a victory tour for Guernseyman Sebastian Priot. Third generation racer come up through the ranks, moved to the UK mainland to start his career living in the Midlands and then over here to the States, picked up by Multimatic as one of their development drivers, has raced for them in some of the other IMSA series, made the jump into Porsche Carrera Cup North America presented by the Cayman Islands for this first season of the 992 car in this new for 2021 championship. Calculated move by him and his advisors, and also for Multimatic as well. Their names on the car, Larry Holt, the man behind Multimatic, very much looking to the future here, Jeremy, with young Seb Priot. They are the driving force behind the build of the new LMDH for Porsche. And you've got to say that Seb Priot's putting himself into a very good position to get a drive in a couple of years' time. He will come to the final checkered flag of the year as champion ahead of his teammate, Kai van Berlo. First and second in this race, are first and second in the championship. A good race to third for Riley Dickinson. He'll be on the podium for Team Hardpoint. A brilliant weekend for Dimitri DeMarcos, who will come through with a top 10 finish here today. Just missed out on that yesterday, but does claim a top 10 finish and the top step of the podium for the 991 Pro-Am category. And following him home to the championship with drama in the last round, Efren Castro battling through all of the three races side by side with his championship rival and the championship leader for the majority of the season, Alan Metney. And it's Castro that comes out on top after Metney ended up in the gravel and lost two laps. Problems for him yesterday as well for Alan Metney, which saw a non-finish and a low score. So we now have the identities of all of our championship winners, with Matt Holgan winning the championship in 991, the category, and it is a fond farewell to that 991 Gen 2 car. He finishes up his season in the pit lane after an incident at Turn 1. It will be Efren Castro in 992 Pro-Am, and at the top of the standings overall and in the Pro category, for the first time we have a Pro category here in the US Porsche Championship. Porsche Carrera Cup North America Pro Champion, presented by Visit Cayman Islands, Sebastian Priaulx for Kelly Moss Road and Race. A long season, a hard fought season, but a worthy champion. Jeremy Shaw, your final thoughts on the year?
A brilliant season of racing all the way around. These two in particular have been outstanding. Seb Priaulx certainly deserves this championship. Another imperious performance today with the fastest lap as well. In Pro-Am, hats off here to Efren Castro. Got a feel though for Alan Metney. His decision, there was a clashing round a month or so ago. You might remember the Porsches were at Indianapolis. There was another series which also has been contested by Alan Metney. He decided to split his time that weekend. He missed one race at Indianapolis. It was a three-race weekend, missed the first one. That ultimately has ended up costing him this championship.
Efren Castro steals it at the final round of the year. Well done to Matt Holcomb in the 991 category, and to our winner Sebastian Priaulx, surely putting himself in the best possible position for the North American spot in the Porsche Junior Shootout later in the year. Start the countdown clock now. It'll be all 992 Cup cars when we come back for 2022 at the Porsche Carrera Cup North America. Thanks to our hard-working team at the track and at Charlotte. For Jeremy Shaw, I'm John Hindhoff. Bye-bye for 2021.
This programme is a Radio Show Limited production. For more, check imsaradio.com and subscribe to IMSA Radio wherever you get your podcasts.